Chapter 7.1 Section Summary.
Problems between Great Britain and its American colonies kept growing in the early 1700s. Many colonists wanted to solve the problems. In 1774, colonial leaders met in the city of Philadelphia in Pennsylvania. This meeting became known as the First Continental Congress. The people at the Congress wrote a list of 10 points to give to the British. The points spelled out the rights the colonists wanted from Britain. These included the rights to life, liberty, and property. The colonists' demands made the British angry. King George III ordered British troops in Boston to gather all the weapons that belonged to the Massachusetts militia. When they heard about the king's plan, Massachusetts colonists got ready to fight. Members of the militia were known as Minutemen because they could be ready at a minute's notice. The colonists called the British soldiers Redcoats because their uniforms were bright red. In 1775, the Minutemen and the British troops fought 2 battles at Lexington and Concord in Massachusetts. The Minutemen drove the British back to Boston and wounded or killed many British soldiers in battle. Tensions continued to grow, and in May 1775, colonial leaders organized the Second Continental Congress. They decided to organize a Continental Army that could defend the colonies against the British if necessary. The Congress also chose George Washington to command this army. The delegates then sent the Olive Branch Petition to the British King. This petition was the colonists' last effort to make peace. But even before the petition reached King George, colonists had fought the British in several important battles. One of these battles occurred at Britain's Fort Ticonderoga in northern New York on May 10, 1775. In this battle, local men joined a colonial militia to capture the fort, which controlled access to Canada through Lake Champlain. The Patriots also secured a large supply of British weapons. In mid-June, the Minutemen took control of the hills surrounding Boston, which was then occupied by British troops. The colonial forces then held Boston under siege, which is a military blockade of a city or fort. Soon after the British had attacked the Minutemen on Bunker Hill and Breed's Hill, the colonial forces ran out of ammunition and had to retreat. However, the Minutemen did hurt the Redcoats at this battle, called the Battle of Bunker Hill. Inspired, the Patriots realized that they might be able to defeat the British. In March 1776, the colonists won a great victory when General Washington and his army took control of Dorchester Heights, the high ground that overlooks Boston. The Patriots used heavy artillery to fire down on British troops. This attack forced the British to retreat from Boston to Canada.